I promise you, these myths that you have about women are holding you back. Welcome to the Men's Dating Guide. I'm Margaret, clinical therapist turned dating coach for men. In this guide, I will take you through understanding women, what they want, and how to be the most attractive version of yourself naturally. By combining psychology of attraction, dating skills, and a little bit of perspective, you can have the dating life you crave. All right, so today I want to talk a little bit about set ideas or set myths that guys have about women. Basically, assumptions that they have about what women think about them or the way women are observing them, things like that, and why these things are myths and why they're just incorrect. And I will tell you that I have come up with this list from guys that I have worked with in my coaching business. And I wanted to bring them to this podcast episode so we can dispel them and talk a little bit about each one, where they come from, and maybe why you're stuck in believing this myth. So let's get started. So I think the first one that's pretty common is she's going to think I'm creepy. I hear this one pretty often. Guys are fearful that if they approach a woman, she is going to just feel like she has bugs crawling all over her skin and feel super creeped and grossed out by this guy that's approaching her and really not be into it. Well, I'm here to tell you that this is a huge myth, and I know this from talking to my friends and talking to a lot of different women, you know, when I'm interviewing them about learning about the approach and men approaching them. But I will tell you what is creepy. What is creepy is continuing to look over at her and not approaching, right? So observing her from afar over and over again and not approaching her, that I promise you is way more creepy than just approaching her. So let's go into maybe, I guess, a few ways that the approach could be considered creepy. And I'll tell you based on my personal experience and then experiences that I've heard about from my friends or other women that I've interviewed about this. But if she's, let's say she's sitting at a restaurant or she's sitting at a bar, or even if she's standing somewhere out at a store, you want to make sure that you're not approaching her from directly behind, right? So if you like walk up behind her and you're like standing kind of lingering directly behind her, that is creepy because she doesn't know who's behind her. She doesn't know you. And that's just, it's just awkward. You can't interact if you're directly behind her. So I would definitely make sure that, you know, she can see you coming up before you're actually like right in her personal space. And I think that's another piece too. So speaking of personal space, making sure that you have some awareness of that personal space bubble. And I know sometimes some of my clients struggle with this. Maybe they're not as aware of that personal space. You know, I think generally a good rule of thumb is an arm's length distance between you and that person that you're approaching. You definitely don't want to be too close because that just makes anyone kind of feel like they need to step back. And with that being said, that's really a good rule of thumb as well, is if you notice that she's kind of leaning back as you're speaking to her, that means, you know, just take a step or two back. You know, you don't need to be so close. One more thing I want to mention about the approach and the fear that she's going to think that you're creepy. You know, as long as you're coming across genuine and true to yourself, whatever the result is okay, and you will be able to move on from whatever the result is. And remember, have less of an attachment to outcome with approach. So think of this approach as literally you are just introducing yourself. You were giving her an opportunity to see if she's interested or not. And if she's not, that's totally okay because you have lived all your many years up until this point before you even met her. You've lived a full life. You are who you are. And this is literally maybe a 10-second interaction with someone you've never met before. So you will leave this interaction and you will be okay. It is not a reflection directly on you. if she's not interested. So take the chance, approach her, and then we can move on. Another thing that I hear, another myth that I hear a lot of my guys talk about, is that she would never be into me. So I want you to get this myth out of your head. Because as long as you are assessing yourself, as long as you are assessing your value against someone else's value, and this could even be another man, right? You're not as good as the next guy. She's going to like the next guy better. Or she's better than me. She's not going to like me. As long as you have that in your head, this is going to keep your confidence down. And remember what I always, always say is that that belief in your value is going to come across in every way possible, even when you're not realizing it. It's going to come across in the way you stand. It's going to come across in the way you hold your head. It's going to come across in the tone of your speech, how confident your speech sounds. It's going to come across in your ability to be genuine and to interact valuably with women and with other people. So she will never be into a guy like me. Number one, guys, please, you have to try and remove this from your mentality, because it is only bringing you down. And whatever we keep in our minds is what we literally prove to ourselves. And I'd like to give you a little way, a little trick, you know, to challenge that she would never be into me. You know, who are you? Who are you to really know what she's into? Just because this person physically looks a certain way on the outside, there's no way to know whether or not she's going to be into you. So stop thinking that you're a mind reader. Stop being stuck in this overthinking circle and just approach her. The third one that I have on this list as far as myths go that are holding you back from getting the dating life that I know you guys crave is the myth that you're thinking she's gorgeous, she probably has a boyfriend. I can tell you now, more often than not, what I hear from women are they are sick and tired of men not approaching them. So women go out, they get dressed up, they want to interact, right? And if you are applying this label, making assumptions again, you know, you're missing out. So I would ask you to pull that myth from your working knowledge and just approach her. Another one is that she's probably sick of men approaching her. I can tell you she is not sick of men approaching her, but I can tell you what she is sick of. She's sick of guys ogling at her and not approaching. And she's sick of jerks approaching her. So I know that the guys who are listening to this podcast and the guys, you know, that I work with are not the guys that want to be taking advantage of women, are not the guys that look down on women. They are the guys who, if anything, value women the most, and that's why they have the most trouble with approaching. So we want you and need you to approach. And I'm hoping that, you know, that approach anxiety and that fear of approach can be helped through listening to this podcast. And I have resources on my website, elevatedmancoach.com, and then the one-on-one coaching resource that you can do coaching with me. So we want you to approach. Women are not sick of approach. Women are sick of the same lines. Women are sick of, like I mentioned, being stared at and being not approached. And let me go back to that first point. She's probably got a boyfriend. Well, if she does have a boyfriend, that's okay. That's not anything against you. You're just coming into the picture now. So remember, every single time you approach, that is one time closer to meeting the girl that is into you, the girl that wants to date you and having that dating and relationship life that you crave. So another one that I've heard from my guys is, I'd say maybe not so much a myth, but like an irrational fear, is that she's going to laugh at me, that I'm going to approach her and she's just going to laugh in my face. Now, I would challenge you to really dig deep and think about where that comes from. You know, maybe this is the therapist in me talking, but it's certainly valuable. You know, has there been any time in your life, maybe in elementary school, maybe in high school, maybe in college, maybe recently, where you've been laughed at, where that did happen? And sometimes when things happen to us in the past that were really painful, we try to avoid doing things in our present and in our future because we want to avoid that pain as much as possible. But I really want you to reality check here and really think about what the possibility is of this woman laughing at you for no reason. You're literally just approaching, introducing yourself, putting that bid out there for connection, testing for interest. She's not going to laugh at you. And if she does, if she ever did, if a woman laughed at you, that says worlds about who she is. And if she has that capacity, I would want her to laugh at you on the first approach so you know who she is, then get into a situation with her and not know that that's who she is. And I'll just give you a parallel here, you know, to compare. You know, do you have this feeling about interacting with other people? Do you feel that, you know, if you tell your doctor something that he's going to laugh in your face, or, you know, if you were to tell your boss something that they were going to laugh at you, you know, why would it be any different in approaching a woman? And a lot of times it's because you're putting this woman on a pedestal. You guys have this thought process, you know, that's another myth, that she is this ethereal being who is just so otherworldly and so out of reach. That plays into this whole narrative that she's going to laugh at me. I'm not good enough for her. I'm not going to know what to say. I'm going to stumble. So all that I would encourage you to do, you know, out of these myths, a way to dispel some of these myths is to really go back and to focus on, I'm valuable. I'm a human. She is just a human being too. I'm just as valuable as she is. And remove that need for a certain outcome. We are just interacting with a stranger. I've lived this many years up until this point. This is just a stranger that I'm putting on a bid for connection and seeing if she's interested. And if she's not, I've lived this long. I will continue to flourish in my life, and I'm one step closer to meeting the woman of my dreams. All right, guys, this is Margaret with Elevated Man with the Men's Dating Guide podcast. I hope that this was helpful dispelling some of those myths that maybe you have stuck in your head that are holding you back. I would love to hear more from you guys. And if you'd like to schedule your free deep truth call, go to elevatedmancoach.com. Schedule your deep truth call with me. It's a one-on-one call. Totally free. We can talk about some of these deep truths or some of these myths, some of these ideas that you have that are holding you back from getting the dating, love, and relationship life that you crave. I look forward to hearing from you. Bye for now.